is it easier for you now that you're presumably starting and the fact that you've played so long with...
Never presume.
You wouldn't be shown up otherwise. That yourself and Damien Barley have played that with Jerry Owen as well, that Damien has had a run of games in the Magnus League and in the Cup.
Yeah, look, I think it'll always help guys when they're getting a run of games in a side, makes things easier. You know, you talk about partnerships in on a pitch, like, you know, second row partnerships or second row hooker or front row, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think the thing is, this season, I think the team has chopped and changed a little, so I think there's plenty of guys who have played. I think everybody has played with each other at this stage, and, you know, I think no matter what happens at the weekend, I think we'll be set and ready for that.
Would you be aware of that?
Look, certainly for us, we know that French sides like their scrummaging, you know, certainly at home for them, you know, they'll view it as a good opportunity to take us on. As I was saying with their Mall, a lot of ball, they'll view that as the same. But scrummaging wise, when you're playing against a French team, you always know you're going to be in for a tough day. And I mean a tough day in that, you know, that every scrum they will give a 100% for each scrum, whereas sometimes maybe Irish teams, English teams, Welsh, Scottish teams, Italian teams even at times might not give 100% for each individual scrum. But when you play in France, when you play against a French team in France, you know that 100%, they will be giving 100% for every scrum. So for us, we know that it's going to be a tough day in that regard. And, you know, I think we've done a bit of work on it this week, and, you know, there's still a few days to go, so hopefully we'll be set for that as well.
Sorry, Mick, after the win Saturday night, you had caused injury with Ian Dowling's announcement, Sam Tuitu, who's impending departure. Have those affected the energy in the group at all?
No, I don't think so. Look, I mean, the thing with Paulie, unfortunately, like, me included, we'd all love to be going to France with Paulie. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say anything else, but everyone gets injured, and that's the nature of the game, unfortunately. So, you know, it was Paulie this week, it could be me next week, you know what I mean? So these things happen, so we're not... That doesn't really affect the team. And, like, obviously the thing with Dowling, obviously everyone was very, very disappointed for Dowles. I mean, he's been superb for us for the last number of years, and, you know, it's just, he just got a freak, very bad injury. And
was that an emotional scene when he came in?
It was, yeah. I mean, like, you know, you've been playing with a guy for so long, and, I mean, Dole's still only, you know, he still would have had 3, 4, 5 years left in him if he wanted it. When a guy's career is cut short like that, I mean, it just shows, you know, for us, it could be you the next day. I mean, you know, we're all supporting Dole as much as we can, but it's a very tough time for him at the minute.
We were asking Tony about that, Mick. Is it a bit of a jolt for a guy who earns his living as a professional rugby player when a teammate comes in and says, you know, can he like that?
Well, it certainly is.
Or can you think too much about that?
Look, I suppose we'd be naive to think that we don't think about things like that. We realise that it's part and parcel of the game. No, it doesn't. Luckily, it doesn't happen very often, you know. I think in Ireland we're very lucky that we get looked after very well. The medical setup in Ireland, I think, is excellent, and, you know, with the union and the branches, the players get looked after, the squads get rotated, so no guys playing too much rugby, and no one is thankfully getting injured as a result of playing too many games. So I suppose when it happens, it just reiterates the fact of, you know, how our careers can be cut short. And, you know, I think, again, in fairness to the union and to the branch, they're, you know, they're doing as much as they can and getting guys set up for after rugby. I mean, just Dowling's prime example. He's been studying physiotherapy in UL at the minute as well. So I suppose, again, it's great for him that he has that. But, you know, still, I think he'd give all that up to play for another 2 or 3 seasons, you know. So just the way it is, unfortunately.